Next up, we'll bring Carrie Merrill in. She's with the American Red Cross, and there's a number of blood drives going on in our area right now. And I posed to her this question to lead off. Why are there so many blood drives in our area, Southwest Kansas, right now during this time of the year?
The need is constant for blood. You know, every 2 seconds, somebody in the United States needs a blood transfusion or blood products. So we really encourage people to donate throughout the year. And the holidays become a little bit of a difficult time because people get preoccupied with, you know, getting those Christmas lists and shopping, and then we're traveling and we're getting together with our family and our friends. And so maybe blood donation isn't always top of mind. And so we just encourage people that throughout the whole holiday season, donate when you can. And if you can, make it a habit and donate every 56 days or when's convenient for you.
What blood type is in most need?
Types O negative, A negative, and B negative. We love them to come in all the time. We love all blood donors, but those are especially important since O negative blood is the universal donor. So in times of emergencies, if a patient's blood can't be tested to know what type they are, O negative can be used. And so and then A negative and B negative have those Rh negative types, and so those can be transfused to the positive or negative patient.
We continue our discussion with Carrie Merrill of the American Red Cross here on our Southwest Kansas Focus program this Sunday morning. And if anybody's curious about what blood drives still are scheduled for your area, you can go to our website at westernkansasnews.com. But Carrie, as you continue your presence in Southwest Kansas, why has this area been so important to you?
Yeah, we regularly have blood drives all throughout the state. We travel throughout Kansas and part of Oklahoma collecting blood. So we like to get on a rotation. People are eligible to donate blood every 56 days. So we try and visit communities pretty much every 56 days on that rotation. And so we have, as you mentioned, several blood drives coming up in the next few weeks, including Garden City on Monday and Tuesday, but Ford County, Grant County, a lot in that area.
We talk about the need for blood for the American Red Cross, but what is the shelf life after someone makes a donation?
Yeah, it's one of those things that's why we need people to donate constantly, because we can't keep it and store it for long amounts of time when people might need it. So red blood cells have a shelf life of just 42 days. So that's from the time it's donated, it goes through the testing and the manufacturing, and to get to a patient is 42 days. Platelets is only 5 days, so it's important that people can donate on a regular basis.
We know that plasma's in the blood, but do you at the American Red Cross ever separate that blood into a plasma donation?
We do. Often, when we say you donate a pint of whole blood, it can help up to 3 patients because we do separate it out. We can separate it into the red blood cells, the platelets, and the plasma, depending on what a particular patient may need.
That was Carrie Merrill with the American Red Cross. And the best thing to do is, if you're interested in donating blood, check out our website at westernkansasnews.com. There are blood drives coming up for Garden City, Dodge City, and other towns in our listening area. Just too numerous to mention here on air, but the best way to get all that information is go to our website. It's posted up at westernkansasnews.com.